Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Steve Hoare here to talk about all the news relating to Liverpool Football Club as we head towards the final weekend of the season. Yeah, this time of year often brings transfer news and we've got a little bit of that as well. But first, I want to start about some international squad news. Yeah, so Trent Alexander-Arnold, after a recent uptick in form, of course, has been recalled back into the England squad. Yeah, he's back in now, partly because Reece James is injured, I think is part of the reason, but also, like I say, Trent's been magnificent for the last, what, 6-8 weeks or so, and he more than deserves a place in the squad. Of course, they are qualifying games as well, so not only is Gareth Southgate maybe, you know, experiment with a couple of things he has picked, what he said himself in his press conference, his very, you know, best squad that he thinks is available to him. England are going to be taking on Malta and North Macedonia in June. These are Euro 2024 qualifiers. So you have to go to Malta and then they play North Macedonia in Manchester a little bit later on into mid-June as well. And yeah, Trent is back in alongside Jordan Henderson. Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott had both been muted to be getting themselves call-ups, but they will have to settle for a place in the under-21 squad. I think in general, Curtis Jones might feel a little bit hard done by in that. You know, Conor Gallagher and Calvin Phillips in particular getting in. Calvin Phillips hardly ever plays. Conor Gallagher's been hit and miss at best for Chelsea, not even a real first-team option there as well. And despite a couple of other injuries and players dropping out, Curtis still has to go and play for the under-21s. I'm sure he might have hoped to get himself a call up to the full squad. In the end, it was Eze from Crystal Palace who got that call off again. No real qualms, no thing for anyone there who's been watching Premier League footy this year. Eze's been fantastic and, of course, more than deserves a place. But yeah, Elliot and Jones have to set up for the under-21s. Going back to Alexander-Arnold, as we all know, Gareth Southgate likes to pick a lot of fullbacks, apparently. He's got Trent, he's got Kieran Trippier, he's also got Kyle Walker. Now, John Stones has been playing fullback a little bit as well. Luke Shaw I mentioned as well. He's also called up Lewis Dunk, Mark Gay, Harry Maguire, and Tyrone Mings as centre-back options. I do wonder if England are going to play with a traditional right-back, or are they going to try and maybe ask Trent Alexander-Arnold to see if he can do the role that he does? Now, I don't see Gareth Southgate doing that, if truth be told. I don't know if he's that much of an adventurous manager. But yeah, I think it's fair rewards for Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's been, you know, he's been really good recently and he more than deserves that place. We'll find out if he plays. Like, half of us will be thinking, I hope he doesn't, understandably so. And, you know, games, I think it's the 16th of June and the 19th of June England play away to Malta, then at home, like I say, to North Macedonia. I wouldn't listen, personally, point of view. I don't care if Trent has his feet up and Jordan Henderson the same. But they'll, of course, be desperate to play, especially Alexander-Arnold after being left out for a long time. So yeah, congratulations to Trent on that one. Right then, I spoke about transfers before, and we might as well move on to the next one. Then the title of the show, I'm sure you've already seen, Liverpool want Lavia. Well, yes, indeed. Romeo Lavia. This is from Neil Jones of Goal. Why the Premier League's biggest clubs are queuing up to sign the 40 million rated Southampton teenager. Neil goes on to write in his article that Liverpool, who face Southampton at St Mary's on Sunday in the final game of the campaign, are among the admirers of the midfielder, with Lavia looking to end his first full campaign in senior football on a high. He goes on to mention that there are a few other clubs involved as well, including Manchester United, I think it was, and Chelsea. Had loads and loads of teams chasing around, Lavi. And obviously, he joined Southampton from Manchester City for £10 million. And he's been, you know, Southampton been rubbish, but he's been probably one of the rare signs of positivity for Southampton has been his performances that have been for very, very few of them. But it does appear, like I say, that clubs around the Premier League in particular have stood up and took notice of what he's doing and what's gone on. And yet, it says that Liverpool are, according to Neil, preparing an overhaul of their midfield options, while their top targets, such as Alexis McAllister and Mason Mount, are a little more attack-minded and experienced. There are plenty at Anfield who believe Lavia is the player who could make a difference to Jürgen Klopp's side, both now and in the future as well. We've mentioned this on previous shows, but there is a buyback clause for £40 million that Man City could use in the summer of 2024. I don't know where City are in terms of maybe triggering that. I couldn't tell you, but yeah, as it stands anyway, Liverpool seems interested. What the fee would be, I don't know. Would Southampton take less than that? Do they need the money? They've just been relegated. Liverpool have taken opportunities before to take players from clubs who have been relegated, perhaps. The word exploit maybe is a little bit too strong, but let's say take advantage of the circumstances of clubs, you know, getting relegated and perhaps needing to cash in. We did it with Robertson, they did it with Wijnaldum, they did it with Shaqiri. Maybe Lavia is the next in mind. If Liverpool do sign him, of course, signing an out-and-out defensive midfielder, I understand the logic for, you know, if it's someone you want to rotate in position with Fabinho, depends what you think, you know. As it stands, Jordan Henderson is still Fabinho's deputy, and I don't know if we're particularly comfortable with that at this stage, especially if Liverpool did ever want to go back to playing a more conventional number six. In the current role, it might be a bit easier for Henderson, given he's got, you know, Trent Alexander-Arnold next to him. But in general, more legs and more energy in midfield, I think, is an absolute given that Liverpool need. So yeah, Lavia, a new name for us to keep an eye on. And actually, I will mention this to Neil Jones on JNO Insight on Red Men Plus tomorrow. Stick around a bit later, and I'll tell you how you can access that show with a major discount as well. If you haven't heard these bite-sized shows already, we've got a special discount code just for you, and I'm sure you will enjoy listening to all that great content as well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right then, final story. Manchester United will launch a £55 million bid for Mason Mount. as Erik ten Hag tries to steal a march on Arsenal and Liverpool after making the Chelsea star his primary summer target. That is Sammy Mockbell of the Mail who reports that. So yeah, Liverpool have been long linked with Chelsea's Mason Mount, but it looks like Manchester United are very much in the mix too. And in fact, they're ready to pay £55 million for the England international. Although I say England international, he's not in the most current squad. I think he's been dealing with a little bit of an injury himself. Yeah, so I've always been of a thought that Mount's probably first choice would be to stay at Chelsea, and if he wasn't going to get that, maybe a move to Liverpool would be on the cards. And as Sammy Mockbell writes in his report, Liverpool have been actively pursuing a deal for Mount as Jurgen Klopp seeks to rebuild his midfield after a very difficult season. But Chelsea are apparently, and this is one that kind of caught my eye, and I don't know exactly where, Man United's £55 million bid will fall well below Chelsea's valuation of £85 million. Wow. Now, listen, I understand Chelsea trying to hold out for the biggest fee possible. I'm not sure if Mason Mount was only 1 year into a contract, whether Chelsea could get £85 million for him. For them to be asking and expecting maybe £85 million for him in the last year of his contract, I just don't see it happening. What I would say, you know, the logic would suggest that a team with such a sellable asset who's going into a final year of contract would sell him. But Todd Bowley's nuts, basically, and we don't know how he's acting. Maybe he just thinks, you know what, shove it, I'll just keep him around, hope to get him tied down to a new deal, and if I have to lose him on a free, maybe it's not the end of the world. That's what conventional, you know, logic will go against that. But this guy is very unconventional. He's done a lot of unconventional things. You know, Chelsea do want to keep him as well. Chelsea are in no rush to sell him other than the contract situation. You know, they could even wait till January and try and cash in on him then, try and get him to, you know, change his mind, see if Pochettino can get him to change his mind. But yeah, Man United look like they're very much in the mix for Mason Mount. So it's gone from perhaps Liverpool maybe having a bit of a free run at him if Chelsea contract stuff kind of didn't work out. Well, it appears that Man United are not going to let that happen and they see him as a major target. It's worth mentioning in the story as well, it is reported Chelsea's new boss, Mauricio Pochettino, is a huge admirer of Mount and would prefer him to sign a new contract. Mount could become a key player for Pochettino, who has admired the attacking midfielder from a distance for a number of years. However, as it stands, there is significant doubt over whether Chelsea can revive their contract talks with the midfielder. Yeah, and I've always said, like, I think he would prefer there, but he's after certain assurances. Now, maybe Pochettino can give him those. You know, I'm going to play every week, and he obviously wants money, and maybe Chelsea can come up to the table and offer him a wage that he thinks is suitable. I don't know, but I always felt it was more likely than not, almost odds on, that Liverpool would sign Mason Mount in the summer. My feelings on that now have shifted slightly a little bit. I think it's more 50-50. I think there's definitely a chance he could stay at Chelsea given the new manager, and I definitely think there's a chance he could go to Man United. You know, as it stands, they're almost certainly going to be able to offer him the Champions League football that Liverpool can't. Liverpool would need Man United to collapse over this next few days. Listen, hopefully that happens, you know what I mean? Hopefully they do lose two games, but I don't really see that happening. I can see themselves guaranteeing themselves a top four finish. So, yeah, we'll see what Mason Mount wants and what Chelsea want to do, but it looks like Liverpool are going to have some competition for the England international. I touched upon it briefly about Red Men Plus. I will have Neil Jones in for Journo Insight on Thursday. If you want to check that show out, just simply head over to redmenplus.com and subscribe. If you want a bargain discount deal, if you sign up as a yearly club captain, that would usually cost you £50 for 12 months. It's a little bit of a discount on paying monthly, fair enough, but, you know, we do that for you guys as a reward for committing for the year. However, if you do it now and use the code YEAR, Y-E-A-R, you won't pay £50 for the 12 months, you will only pay £25. So it's a 50% sale we've got on for you. So if you want to check it out, Journo Insight, we're looking to move Journo Insight to 2 shows a week throughout the summer transfer window as the news hopefully ramps up. Liverpool were expecting to be busy both in terms of incomings and potentially outgoings. So yeah, we're hoping to have Neil in twice a week over the summer. By the way, if you use that code as well, spoiler alert, you're going to get the Roberto Firmino documentary. Already being worked upon. I've seen the start of it already that producer Joe's done. It's magnificent. You're going to love it. Highlighting right back from the very start. We've got stuff from Brazil. We've got stuff from Hoffenheim. It's amazing. We've spoke to some massive, massive guests. I'm sure if you've seen our social media accounts by now. It's been revealed Jordan Henderson spoke to us about Firmino. There's loads more coming, more names to be revealed of Liverpool stars past and hopefully present as well. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. I don't want to spoil too much. But yeah, like I say, redmenplus.com. Use the code YEAR as a yearly club captain. Get it for half price. And yeah, go and check out some amazing content, both in terms of documentaries, features, interviews, but also everything transfer related that you guys could possibly want to watch or indeed listen to in your native podcast feeds. Right then, that's enough from me for this episode of Bitesize. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back with another one on Thursday. Hope you all have a wonderful day. See you later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.